我是假的于鸿章，我是真的于鸿杰哈。
I'm not the 于鸿章 but I'm the real about you.
那个名字叫错没有关系哈，那个但是假的于鸿杰现在很多啊。
I don't really care that you name me wrongly, but there are many false teachers nowadays.
因为我们已经听到很多人说，在中国说是有我们的特会，结果等到聚会开始的时候，就说我生病了没来。
Because I heard that some claim that they have a special conference and speaker is Brother Yu, but then and when the conference began, they say, "Oh, Brother Yu is sick, so he didn't show up."
其实我们隔山隔海的在美国哈。
Actually, I'm here, not in China.
更糟糕的是，有人说我们教会有很多派人同工在东北、在西北、在什么地方炼财哈。
And what's even worse is that there are rumors that our church sent some coworkers to somewhere in China.And trying to get personal gain.
或是在网络上说余弟兄这么说这么说这么说，那都没有一句话是我说的。
Or some misquoted me about you says that and preached that, but I never told those things.
但是我们感谢神，哈，神真的很爱我们。
But I thank the Lord, He truly loved us.
我是每一次在主面前想到神在我们中间给我们的恩典。要低头敬拜他。
Every time when I meditate on how much grace He has shown to us, I just want to bow and worship Him.
你看2013马上要过去了。
We see that how quickly year 2013 is passing. 2014
就在眼前啊。
And 2014 lies ahead.
我不晓得大家里面的感觉是什么。
I don't know how you feel.
时间真的很快。
Really, time flies.
神还把时间留给我们。
God still gives us time.
说到神把机会留给我们。
That means He's giving us opportunity.
我常常打一个比方，我说你一支笔已经不能用了，我就丢掉，再换一支嘛。
I often use the example that if your pen is old and broken, you just throw it away and find another one.
那对不对？纸张弄脏了，弄上油了，我就换一张纸用。
If you saw your paper, just throw it away and find a new one.
如果我们这个人不是为了造我们的神而活着的话
We, as a human being, we do not live for our Creator.
如果我们已经失去了神创造我们的目的和价值的话，他很可以让我们离开这个世界的。
If we have lost the value, the meaning of our existence, that He could just take us away.
他还把时间留给我们，就是把机会、把恩典留给我们啊。
But He's giving us time today. That means He's giving us opportunity.
让我们还有机会来认识他，来经历他的恩典，来经历他，来改变。
That we can still have chance to know Him and to be changed by Him.
最近大家很多人都度假回来了。
Many of you just came back from vacation.
我们马上又有新年特会。
Very quickly, we will have our New Year conference.
我希望我们都在主的面前好好预备自己的心，来欢迎新的一年啊。
I pray that all of us will prepare our hearts to welcome this new year.
我们不是只是说声新年快乐而已。
It's not that like we just greet one another, hey, Happy New Year.
我们希望新的一年对我们来说，每一个人都是丰收的一年。
But we truly hope that this coming year will be a fruitful year to all of us.
今天是今年最后一篇信息。
And this is the last sermon I'm going to preach for this year.
那我想问大家，我们今年教会的主题是什么？
I want to ask you, what is our theme for this year, for this church?
愿爱你的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈。
Those who love you rise up and shine us unto the perfect day.
我们希望不光是这一年，神能够在我们中间兴起更多真正爱神的人。
I hope that not only in this year that He will raise up more who love Him.
能够兴起更多有属灵影响力的人。
To raise up those who have the spiritual impact.
就像日头出现一样
Just like the sun rising up
它把光把能量把热把温暖把祝福带给的人
It shines forth the light, the energy, the heat, the blessings to people
around us 所以这个不是只是2013年的主题和我们的盼望
This is not just the theme for year 2013 and our hope
我希望这是我们这一生的祷告
But I hope that this is our prayer for our whole lifetime
有更多爱主的人被神兴起来
There will be more and more who love the Lord being raised up by the Lord
有更多属灵影响具有属灵影响力而且是明显的属灵影响力的人
And more will have that obvious spiritual impact
好，所以我在犹豫到底是用这个主题做结束呢，还是用感恩赞美做结束
啊？ I was wondering whether I should use that theme as to conclude this year or to use another theme, which is give thanks and the praise.
因为我们从2004年开始感恩月、赞美月，到现在已经快十年了哈。
Since year 2004, every year, the last 2 months, we have a month of thanksgiving and a month of praise. Till now it's almost 10 years.
我没有一年不讲感恩、不讲赞美的，那所以我今年结束以前决定用感恩赞美来结束啊。
There was never a year that I did not conclude the last sermon with thanksgiving and praise.
啊，你要知道这个今天我是把感恩跟赞美摆一起，所以其实是蛮大的挑战。
So today I'm going to put the thanksgiving and praise together.
然后我们今天又是跟启正弟兄第一次在 combine meeting 配搭，也是一个很大的挑战。
And today is an even greater challenge that Brother Chi Chen is translating for me.
但是我非常感谢他哈。
But I really thank the Lord.
啊，弟兄一个爱主的心。你知道我讲到的时候我没有空听翻译啊。
You know, whenever I preach, I really don't have time to pause and hear what the translator is translating.
因为我不然我就不能专心讲到了。
Because then I couldn't focus on my preaching.
我常常听到你们笑，我才发现他们翻译错了。
Often I heard you laugh and I realized, oh, they mistranslated.
或是他们改变了我的话题。
Or they changed my subject.
以前有个年轻的弟兄去接一个新来的一个年轻的姊妹。
There was this young brother trying to pick up this young sister.
教会其实不应该这样子安排的。
Actually, in our church, we shouldn't make that kind of arrangement.
应该弟兄接弟兄，姊妹接姊妹的。
Brother should pick up brother and sister give right to sisters.
结果那个弟兄去接那个年轻的姊妹，发现哇，这么漂亮。
So that brother went to pick up that young sister, and he realized, wow, such a beautiful girl.
一路开车都在跟他讲，想跟他讲话。
So while driving, he kept talking to her.
没想到那个姊妹两个眼睛看着前面都不理她。
But that sister just put her stare her eyes straight through, never take a look at him.
结果过了一段时间以后，这个姊妹有点不好意思，就跟她解释一下。
And after a while, this sister feel a little bit bashed and just explained to him a little bit.
她说：“对不起，我不能回头看你，我一看你就恶心想吐。
”The sister says, "I'm sorry, I couldn't look at you as long.When I look at you, I feel disgusting and I want to vomit.
因为他有晕车的毛病。
Okay, that's because she is easy to have car sick. So,
那弟兄姊妹，我们今天要讲感恩啊。
We want our topic today is thanksgiving.
感恩跟知足有没有不同？
Is there a difference between thanksgiving and being content?
有没有想过？中国人也讲要知足常乐，知足跟感恩有没有不一样
？Well, we Chinese have a saying that if you are content, then it's easy to have happiness. Is there a difference between thanksgiving and being content?
觉得不同的举手，觉得有不同的举手。
Raise your hand if you feel they are different.
很好哈，那觉得一样的请举手。
If you think they are the same, can you raise your hand?
答案已经出来了。最大的不同在哪里
？What's the biggest difference?
刚刚举手的人有没有人回答我
？Those who raised your hand earlier, can one of you answer?
感恩跟知足最大的不同在哪里
？What's the biggest difference between being content and giving thanks?
这个到底是一家人哈？我没有告诉他答案。于师母说，感恩有对象。
Sister Yu says, when you give thanks, there's an object there.
真的，那个知足。其实是人希望有的一种态度就是了。
Indeed, being content is just an attitude many people pursue.
就像有一个人一天到晚抱怨自己穷，抱怨自己连买鞋子的钱都没有。
Just like if a person complained all day long that he was so poor, not even have money to buy a pair of new shoes.
他常常赤着脚羡慕别人有鞋。
And he always envy when he see others have new shoes.
他说，直到有一天他在马路上看见有一个人连两条腿都没有了。
Until one day he saw one person that he doesn't even have legs.
所以他从那一天开始再也不埋怨他没有鞋了。
Since that day.He never complained about not having new shoes.
连要有知足的心都很难的。
It is sometimes hard to even be content.
你知道，在1993年这个 USA Today， 我那天坐飞机的时候看到这个报纸的一个统计啊。
And in 1993, there's this newspaper, USA Today. They have this statistics.
转眼二十年前了。
It's 20 years ago.
他做了一个统计，美国这种很成功的大企业家。
They did a survey on all those who are very successful businessmen.
然后问他们成功的这个原因是什么
？They asked them, "What's the secret of your success?"
那么被列出来的这几个
Those who were interviewed.
排名最高的
The top one
是 hard work， 他们很殷勤的工作，99%认为说是因为他们殷勤工作所以成功。
99% attribute to their success to hard working。
那97%哈，就是这些成功的人，有97%的人认为说他们是 right judgment 啊，他们做了很正确的判断。
And 97% of them think that they made the right judgment。
啊，就是买对的股票啦这些哈。
For example, they bought the right stocks。
啊，那么有82%的人呢，认为他们自己的 IQ 自己很聪明。
And 82% among them believe that they have good high IQ。
啊，然后呢
？Very smart。
认为自己运气好的啊，自己只是纯粹 by luck 啊，只是运气好所以成功的，你们猜有多少
？And there are some. Can you make a guess? How many percentage of among them think attribute their success to just good luck?
你看刚刚都是99%、97%、80%哈，那么认为自己只是运气好，并不是因为自己特别好，而是因为运气好成功的，你认为有多少
？So we saw the earlier statistics 98, 97, 82. But how many of them believe
30
that they、
啊、差不多
their success
真的
蛮准 is because of good luck? 30%?
就是32%。
Yes, 32%.
而且他们不会认为说自己的成功是没有因素的，都是因为自己厉害。
Very few of them think that their success is out of nowhere.
然后发现很有意思的一件事情。
And there's one thing very interesting.
就是他们也同样调查那些你对那些成功的人认为他成功的原因是什么。
And they did another survey, to ask people how do they feel. What's the secret to those successful men?
刚才这个 bottom line 的这个运气好，居然 jump 变成排行榜第一名。
To our surprise, those who think those successful men, they believe their success was attributed to good luck. They jump to the top of the list.
是因为他运气好。
You look at others, you think they are successful because they have good luck.
我不能成功，因为我倒霉。
I'm not successful because I'm unlucky.
对，你有没有注意到人心里面就这样子一个统计资料就是。本身在说话。
Do you see how the statistics reveal the manner, the heart of man?
我们这个人不容易感恩。
It's not easy for man to
be content. 连知足都不容易。
To give thanks.
但是我们今天圣经上告诉我们，感恩是我们基督徒不仅仅是一个很重要的神给我们的命令，哈，叫我们要感恩。
But as Christians, we see how God commanded us to give thanks. It's a very important commandment.
甚至圣经上叫我们要凡事感恩。
Actually, the scripture says in everything give thanks.
它要变成我们生活的方式，生活该有的态度。
It should become the way of our living, our attitude.
好，所以我们现在要来看哈，圣经上告诉我们，感恩是我们喜乐生活的秘诀，是荣耀神的途径。
We want to take a look at the scriptures. How thanksgiving is a secret to a joyful life and a way to glorify God.
我记得以前有个人曾经人曾经问过我，他说神为什么需要人家对他感恩呢？
One person asked me before, say, why does God require His people to give thanks?
为什么需要人家对他赞美呢
？Why God wants people to praise Him?
他已经那么伟大了
，He's so great already.
为什么需要去赞美
？Why He needs more praises?
他不是爱吗
？Isn't He love?
那爱应该不求回报呀。
If He is really love, why He demands reward?
他为什么还叫我们一定要感恩感恩感恩？要谢谢我。
Why he asked us to give thanks to praise him？
弟兄姊妹，其实你要知道
，the reality is，
如果我们真正熟读圣经的话
，if we are well versed，
你要知道神要求我们感恩赞美，其实是为着我们的缘故。
You will realize that the reason God demands us to give thanks and to praise him is before our good。
因为一个不懂得感恩的人，他是不可能喜乐的。
Because a person who doesn't know how to give thanks。Is a miserable person.
我在说哈，一个不懂得感恩的人，他是不可能喜乐的。
For a person who doesn't know how to give thanks, it's impossible for him to be happy.
因为他永远看到自己没有的。
Because he always look at what he lacks.
他不会为了自己已经有的在这里感谢。
He will not give thanks for what he already has.
所以他天天就是不满足，天天就是埋怨，天天就是批评别人。
So daily he live in a life of complaining.And dissatisfaction.
在我过去这么多年，我每次讲到感恩的时候，我一定会引用 John Darby 弟兄的一句话。
In the past few years, every time I preach on Thanksgiving, I will always quote what John Darby says.
他说：“喜乐的大小绝对是以感恩的大小成正比。”
He said, "The magnitude of our joy is proportional to our thankfulness."
再说哈，喜乐的大小 绝对是以感恩的大小成正比的。
The amount of joy we have is proportional to the magnitude of our thankfulness.
一个人非常懂得感恩，或是更多会感恩，他一定更多的喜乐。
If you know how to give thanks, and if you give thanks often, you will have more joy.
那上个礼拜我们传福音的信息，我的那一堂讲到喜乐何难得。
Last Sunday, I shared the gospel. My theme was, it's difficult to find the true joy.
但是我跟弟兄姊妹讲到，我们已经得到了一个很 precious, 很难得的喜乐在我们里面，那是一个生命。
I also share with you, we as Christians, we have obtained that very precious gift, which is the joy of the life.
我已经讲过，主耶稣要把一个喜乐的活泉放在我们的心中，只永留到永生。
And I share with you, the Lord has put in that the source of joy, the spring of joy in us that will spring up to eternity.
那达比弟兄讲完那句话以后，他接着讲。
And then Brother Darby went on saying.
他说，如果喜乐泉已经在我们心中的话
，If that spring of joy is already in us.
他说感恩就是把喜乐泉的盖子打开来。
Then thanksgiving is just merely lift up that cap.
他说感恩就是把喜乐泉盖子打开来的一个 action, 一个行动。
You just lift that cover up, it's an action.
让这个喜乐泉可以涌流出来。
So that the spring of thanksgiving can spring up.
所以就着客观的事实来说，自耶稣来住在我心，那个喜乐的活泉已经在我们里面。
Objectively, since Jesus came into my heart, that spring of joy is already in us.
那为什么我们不喜乐呢
？Why do we not often rejoice?
或是我们看不见喜乐泉涌流出来呢
？Or why do we not see that joy overflowing?
因为盖子把它盖住了。
It's because there's a cover there.
这个盖子就是我们不懂得感恩。
The cover hinder us to give thanks.
当我们懂得感恩的时候
，If we truly know how to give thanks,
你会发现喜乐出来了。
We will realize that joy will flow out.
而我们越多感感恩喜乐就越多出来。
The more we give thanks, the more we are joyful.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要学习感恩。
So brothers and sisters, let's learn to give thanks.
那你们觉得要会感恩最大的挑战是什么
？And what do you think the greatest challenge it is to give thanks?
最大的难处是什么
？What's the greatest difficulty?
David, 你要不要讲今天坐在第一排
？What do you think, David?
Okay.
Father David says that recognizing what we have is not something we deserve.
就是你不能够把我们得到的恩典 take it for granted, 认为理所当然，对不对？
In other words, we never take for granted what we have.
这是我们不容易感恩、学不会感恩一个很关键的问题。
Indeed, this is the big problem for us to learn to give thanks.
就是我们把我们已经拥有的、已经得到的恩典都视为是理所当然的。
That is, we take it for granted for what we have.
真的。
Truly.
不然的话我问你一个问题哈 我过去几年也曾经问过。
Otherwise, let me test you. I asked this question before.
当然对年轻的孩子们比较难一点哈。
Maybe it's more difficult for the young people here.
因为你们太年轻了这是我最羡慕你们的地方。
You are too young. That, I really envy you.
如果让我们重活一次。
If I can live one more time.
真的重活一次啊。
To start my life again.
如果将来有来生的话。
If there is really afterlife thing.
你可不可以列出三到五件事情是你再来一次的话你一定仍然希望保有的。
Can you list 3 to 5 things that if you can start over again, what are the 3 to 5 things that you want to keep?
例如犹太的男人一定说我如果来生我还是要当男人。
And if you're a Jewish man, you probably would say, I want to still be a man.
真的这是犹太人我到犹太去的时候他们跟我们说的犹太人男人最感恩的三件事情第一个是神的选民第二个是他是男的第三个他是活的。
I was joking when I went to Israel. They told me that the Jewish man, they have 3 things they are most thankful for. One is that they are the chosen of God. And then they are a man. They are men and then they are still alive. That's the 3 things.
我问你们在座的弟兄，你希望将来还是弟兄，请举手。
I ask brothers here.
你看应该是不少啊。
Do you still want to be a brother next life? Would you raise your hand?
哎，你们 video camera 有没有照下来？我是如果有三到五件事情，你还是希望有的，例如说健康。
For example, health.
一个人如果没有失去健康，他很少会想到健康是值得感恩的事情。
If you're always healthy, then it's rare for you to ever.Look at health as a precious gift.
那我是从小失去健康的人，所以我知道健康非常重要。
I know I grew up sick, so I know how important it is to have a healthy body.
然后我在纽约的时候被他们做胸腔穿刺，哈，那个已经很辛苦了。
When I was in New York,
they did the biopsy
into my lung. That's very difficult for me.
那等到他做这个脊髓穿刺的时候，穿到脊椎里面去抽骨髓的时候
，then they did another biopsy. They pierce into my spine and then get the marrow out.
我那天整个下午躺在床上，连动都不能动，翻都不能翻。
I laid on the bed the whole afternoon. I couldn't even move.
我才在想说，能够翻个身都是恩典。
Then I realized if I can just turn over, that is the grace of God.
你看，如果你发炎，你连上个厕所都很辛苦的。
And sometimes for you, if you have some kind of hurt, it's even difficult for you to use.
你牙齿神经烂掉了，你痛的。那都是让我们发现原来牙不痛是这么好的恩典。
If you have toothache, then you know that it's grace of God that your teeth is not hurting.
好吧，你要不要想三到五件事
情？
Okay, 你不用告诉我。
Give you some time to pause and then think of that 3 to 5 things.
也许某一个关系你很想明年再有啊。
Maybe a certain relationship.
我还是要嫁给他，我还是希望我的爸爸妈妈是这样子的爸爸妈妈。
And maybe you wish that your parents are still the same parents.
我相信很少有人会说，我希望我再活一次的话，我一定要还是要有博士学位啊。
I suppose very few of you would say that if I can live again, I want to have the same PhD degree.
我们中间有这样子的人吗
？Any one of you？
不敢举手了哈。那我就想问说，如果这三件到五件是你说，如果我再活一次？你一定要有的。那你为了这三件五件事情，你平常有为他感恩吗
？And let me say this: if you have these 3 to 5 things you wish you could have if you have another life, then have you ever paused and give thanks for what you have among these 3 to 5 things？
对不对？你有没有为着你有你手就是手，脚就是脚，四肢健全啊，五官发达，感谢过神
？Have you ever give thanks to God for what you have, like you have a physical body？
所以在这里哈，圣经上告诉我们，感恩其实是神恩待我们，为的要叫我们可以过喜乐的生活。
So it's really the grace of God that He commanded us to give thanks, so we can live a joyful life.
不知足是人的天性。
Discontent is our human nature.
而这种不知足给人带来虚空，带来不满足，带来痛苦。
This dissatisfaction gives man this emptiness.
但是感恩却是一个出路。
But thanksgiving is the way out.
让我们可以从这样子的不满足、虚空、痛苦、埋怨里面能够出来。
To bring us out of our condition of emptiness, of our dissatisfaction.
所以感恩是一种抉择。
So giving thanks is a choice.
感恩也是一种生活的方式。
It's also the way of living.
感恩也是一种生活的态度。
And it's the attitude of life.
当我们真正被神改变过来的时候
，When we are really transformed by God,
感恩可以成为我们一种习惯，成为我们的 lifestyle, 成为我们的生活方式了。
Thanksgiving becomes our lifestyle, our habit, our way of living.
这是圣经上说的。
This is what the scripture says.
所以他不光叫我们要凡事谢恩。
Not only it says give thanks in everything.
哥罗西书三章十七节甚至说你无论做什么。
And in Colossians 3, there it says in everything.
不管是说话或是行事，你要奉主耶稣基督的名，借着他感谢父神。
Whatever you say or do, through the name of Jesus, give thanks and glory to God.
这个叫做生活的方式，
生活的心态。That is the way of living.
就是在每一件事情上都要感恩。
In everything, give thanks.
那你一定会碰到一个问题。
And you will have this question.
我怎么可能为每一件事情感恩？
How can I give thanks for everything?
我记得也曾经提醒过弟兄姊妹
啊。I remember this. I reminded you before.
我们不见得为的事情的本身感恩。
Not necessarily we give thanks for what actually happened.
你真那样子做的话，人家也会觉得你基督徒太怪了。
If you really do that, people will think you as a weird person,
对不对
？Right?
你突然长了癌症了，快死掉了，你说感谢神，我长癌症。
And suddenly you have cancer, and then to the point of death, then you say, "Oh, I thank God for I'm dying."
你听到别人家死了儿子，你说感谢神，神有美意。
And then you see people who lost their loved ones, and you say, "Oh, thank the Lord, God has His good purpose."
对不对？这个不是说叫我们为了每一件事情的本身感恩啊。
So God doesn't mean that we give thanks for what actually occurred.
而是我们在每一件事情里面，我们都可以存着感恩的态度。
But actually, what God wants is we have this thankfulness, this attitude in everything.
那你一定会碰到一些事情是你没办法感恩的。
You will face circumstances which is hard or impossible for you to give thanks.
对不对？那这种事情你本身你怎么去感谢他呢？
And you look at that things and you say, how can I give thanks for that?
那在这样子的时候，我们就要运用我们对神的信心。
And that's the time we exercise our faith
toward God. 就是在我们当时，我们可能得不到答案。
Maybe we don't have an answer when the things happen.
我们不明白为什么。
And we don't understand why.
很多的时候我们觉得 God doesn't make sense, 神无可理喻。
And we question God that it doesn't make sense.
就跟约伯一样。
Just like Job.
当他遭遇到一个一个一个的难处的时候。
When he faced that difficulty one after another.
他仍然在神的面前存着信心。
He still kept his faith toward God.
他知道神绝对不会做错事情。
He knew God never makes mistakes.
而且他知道神是绝对是爱他的。
And he is convinced that God is love.
神没有降灾的意念。
God has no desire to send disaster to him.
所以在他当时找不到答案的时候，他不去找答案。
So when he couldn't find an answer, he didn't try to find one.
他就学习在主的面前顺服神。
But he learned to submit himself before God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在感恩的时候里面学习的啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is the lesson we want to learn when we talk about a Thanksgiving.
所以感恩是帮助我们能够过喜乐的生活。
So Thanksgiving helps us to live a joyful life.
那圣经上居然告诉我们，凡是以感谢为祭献给神。就是荣耀神。
And the scripture says thanksgiving, whoever offers thanksgiving and praises glorifies God.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道感恩是我们理所当然的啊。
We know that we ought to give thanks.
但是神却不仅仅借着感恩他祝福我们，叫我们喜乐。
But God, not only he blessed us through our thanksgiving to make us joyful.
他甚至告诉我们 你如果用感谢为祭献给我，你就是叫我得荣耀。
But he says, if you offer that sacrifice of thanksgiving, you are glorifying me.
所以现在是年底啊。
So this is the end of the year.
很多时候我们都在年底的时候向神有新的心智。
Often we have this New Year resolution toward God.
那我如果问弟兄姊妹，你愿意你的余生过荣耀神生活的，请举手。
If I ask you, raise your hand if you want to live the rest of your life glorifying God.
我愿意荣耀神。
I believe all of you will raise your hands and say, I want to glorify God.
但是我如果问你 how?
But if I ask you how?
我们的心智都愿意荣耀神。
We all have this heart to glorify God.
但是你告诉我 how? 怎么样荣耀神？
I ask you how do you glorify God?
给我一点具体实行的路好不好？
Give me some practical concrete example.
那你就发现诗篇五十篇这里就是圣经上非常斩钉截铁的讲到一些荣耀神途径的方法之一。
And we found in Psalm 50 God shows a very direct and practical way to glorify him.
就是我以感谢为祭献给神，便是荣耀我。
Whoever offers praise glorifies me.
要学习说感恩的话啊。
Learn to say the words of thanksgiving.
所以我们不光蒙恩，
Not only we receive grace,
我们要知恩
and we need to know the grace.
对不起，这个真的很难，我都没有事先告诉他啊。要蒙我们蒙恩，要懂得我们要知道恩典，然后呢，我们要会感恩。
And after we know the grace of God, we need to know how to give thanks.
然后最后我们要报恩。
And then we want to repay him.
你会发现哈，我们反而对那种偶尔得到的恩典，我们很容易跟人家说谢谢。
You discover that it's easy for us to give thanks if we receive something that is rare.
对那种 daily life 里面经常得到的恩典，我们反而不容易说感谢，或是不容易对他说感谢。
But for the things we have in our daily life, and then it's harder to appreciate those or appreciate those who give us those benefits.
啊，你看那个小孩子在学校，同学，这个。家里面有什么好吃的，多带一个糖给你吃。哇，你说哇 ，Thank you 哈。
You see the kids at school when their classmates give them an extra candy, they will say, "Oh, thank you."
爸爸妈妈给你的话，你就不高兴。怎么这次买这么小的，不买大的
？But if it's coming from your parents, you say, "Well, I want more." This
或者爸爸妈妈买了很好的东西给你吃，你可能连个谢谢都不会说，因为他是你爸爸妈妈。
Or your parents give you buy something good for you, and then you say, "Well, you wouldn't even bother to thank them because they are your parents."
有一次有一个老师就问他们班上小学生，太阳重要还是月亮重要
？And one time, a teacher asked the students, "Hey, which one is more important, the sun or the moon?"
我问你们哈，太阳重要还是月亮重要
？I ask you, whether the sun is more important or the moon?
当然太阳重要，是不是？
Of course, sun is more important.
那小朋友说月亮重要。
But the kid says moon is more important.
那老师就问他说为什么？
And the teacher asks why.
他说因为晚上黑啊，有月亮可以照啊，白天已经够亮了，干嘛需要？
And the kid says, well, because it's dark at night, so it's very nice to have moon. But during the day, it's so bright, so we don't need the sun.
对不对？这是小孩子的回答。
And that's the reply from a little kid.
哦，所以你知道我们把一些最不可少的经常的我们都视为理所当然。
So it's easy for us to take it for granted for what we have in our daily life.
对不对？你碰到过敏季节的时候，那种呼不过气来的时候，你才发现自由呼吸多快乐。
So when the allergy comes, then you realize, wow, if I can breathe normally, it's a blessing.
神如果把空气收走了，你说你怎么活？
If God takes away the air, how would you live?
我们每个礼拜可以聚会，我们认为理所当然。
We can come here every week. We take it for granted.
迟到就迟到。
Yeah, it's okay to be late.
我们在中国这几年特别早期的时候，哎呀，弟兄姊妹都是翻山越岭、冰天雪地跑来聚会的。
When we were in China, brothers and sisters coming travel long distance under all severe weather conditions.
而且在聚会之前，早早的就到了，在那边祷告。
And they come in very early, even before the meeting, way earlier than the meeting start, and they pray.
所以是有一次我们问他们说，哇，你们聚会怎么都这么准时
？And one time I asked them, how come you're all so on time.
那天那个姊妹的回答让我们不能忘记的，她说为什么聚会会不准时？
And that sister's reply, I never forgot. She said, how would anybody want to be late?
她回答我说为什么聚会会不准时？
Why would anybody want to be late?
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们在这里真的太舒服了。
Brother and sister, we live such a comfortable life here.
要来就来，要慢就慢，要唱歌就唱，不唱就不唱。在那边是要付代价的。
It's no big deal coming here early or late, whether I sing, open my mouth or not. But there, people pay the great price.
啊，很多年轻的孩子们来聚会，回去被抓被关。一关就是一两个月，在监狱里面只能吃白饭的。
Some young people,
吃白稀饭。
Because they came to the meeting.They were captured by the police, sent to the prison for a month or two. They have only white rice to eat.
出来再聚再抓再聚再抓，有时候被电棒打得吐出来。
After they came out, they came back to the meeting right away, and they got caught again, in and out, in and out.
当然现在好很多了哈，这就是早期的事。
It's much better nowadays. I was talking about in the early days.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们今天在主的面前，太多的恩典，我们都认为理所当然。
But brothers and sisters, there's so much grace of God that we take it for granted.
当我们开始学习数算主恩典
，So when we begin to count the blessings of God,
你发现不仅仅在你数算的时候你很喜乐，好，你原来的忧愁乌云都走掉了。
You discover that not only when you are counting the blessing, you feel joyful that all your dreaming.Just went away.
我想我们等一下应该就来唱一次这首诗歌。
I think we should sing that song. 等一下 count his blessings.
当你数的时候，乌云就走了。
While you are counting, the clouds just dispersed.
当你真正数主恩典的时候，你很多的埋怨止息了。
When you begin to count the blessings, many complaints cease.
而且更重要的事情。
And what's more important is,
当我们以感谢为祭献给神的时候
when we offer that sacrifice of thanksgiving to God,
神说我变得荣耀
God says, I am glorified in it.
你会说我没有这个感觉啊，让神得荣耀
And you ask, well, I don't feel that way.
觉得喜乐我可以感受得到好，当我感恩的时候我就变得喜乐了
Yes, I can taste that joy when I give thanks.
可是当我感恩的时候我不觉得我在荣耀神。
But when I give thanks to God, I don't feel I'm glorifying him.
啊，那是神感觉嘛。
But God feels it.
所以当你真的凭感谢为祭献给神的神说我变得荣耀他在天上满了荣耀。
So when you truly offer up that sacrifice of thanksgiving, God says, I am glorified.
当然我不愿意这样去假设假想。
I don't want to be presumptuous.
你看天上天使天君啊，每一个天使都是全能，不是全能，他可以行 supernatural 的事情的。
You see all the angels in heaven, they can do miracles, they are mighty.
他们在那里敬拜羔羊，敬拜伟大的神。
They surround the throne, worshiping the Lamb, worshiping the God.
但是他们在神面前蒙到的恩典，其实跟我们是没得比的。
But the grace they have received has no comparison.
天使所蒙的恩典跟你我是没得比的。
The grace they receive from God is no match with what we have.
这么爱我们。
And how much God loves us.
把上好的给我们。
He gives us the best.
甚至为了我们的罪死在十字架上。
And died for our sin on the cross.
甚至为我们舍命流血了。
He bled for us. He gave up his life for us.
然后我们这些人不懂得赞美。
And we still don't know how to thank him.
不懂得感恩。
We don't know how to praise him.
你想神在天上多难过啊。
Can you imagine how sad the heart of the Father is?
我不好意思说神多没面子。
I don't want to say God is ashamed.
所以当我们在这里说主我感谢你的时候
So brother and sister, when we say Lord, I thank you、
哦、神在天上他的心得到安慰
The heart of God is comforted
他心里喜乐
And he is joy, he's rejoicing
他说你们以荣耀以感谢为祭献给我我便得荣耀
Whoever offers praises glorifies me
不管你感觉不到
Whether you sense it or not
神在天上得荣耀
God is glorified in heaven
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们要看见感谢不是可有可无的事情
So brother and sister, let's not look at thanksgiving as an option
感谢是蒙福的事情
Thanksgiving is a blessed way
第一个蒙恩的就是我们
We are the, among the first to be blessed
在我们感恩的时候我们的心就喜乐了
When we give thanks, our hearts rejoice
但是当我们在这里感恩的时候
When we give thanks to God
神也得到荣耀
God is glorified
所以我们不光蒙恩要知恩要感恩感恩是态度
So not only we receive grace and we know the grace and we give thanks
然后我们要报恩
And we want to repay him
存感恩的心说感恩的话行感恩的事
That is with a grateful heartAnd say the words of thanksgiving and do the things that reflects our thankfulness.
所以感恩要及时，马上就做，不要拖。
So thanksgiving is not something you want to put off. You want to do it right there.
感恩要真实
and it has to be real.
不是光嘴巴说主我感谢你，但是没有感谢的心。
It's not a lip service. It has to come from your heart.
所以我们就在主的面前，我们要这样操练，要能够随时，要及时，而且要真实。
So our thanksgiving should be everywhere and all the time spontaneous and sincere.
所以施布真有一次服侍很疲倦的时候，跟朋友出去骑马啊。
So one time Spurgeon.And then after his service, he was tired, but he was on a horse riding with his friend.
当他们骑马到这个郊外的时候，看见这么漂亮的山水，天气也很好。
While they travel, they look at the beautiful scene, the mountain, the water.
那个朋友说：“哎呀，你看，真是哈，这个何等的恩典哈，主给我们这么好的环境。”
And his friend says, "Wow, look at that! How blessed we are to see this beautiful scene what God has created."
感谢神。
So thank the Lord.
施布真说：“为什么欢闹？我们两个人不一起下马，所以他们下了马就在那里开始。”感谢神。
And Spurgeon says, why not? We just get off and two of us, we together give thanks to God.
他们采取感恩的行动。
They took the action.
所以不光存感恩的心。
So not only we have a thankful heart,
说感恩的话,
speak the words of thanksgiving,
行感恩的事,
do the things of thanksgiving.
对人也是这样。
And toward others the same way.
真的。
Truly.
有一个妻子要临走之前,
a wife while she's passing away,
先生舍不得她。
The husband really would want her to leave.
然后对她说了一些感谢的话。
And say some words of thanksgiving toward her.
一讲完，妻子眼泪就下来了。
After he finished, he saw the tears streaming down.
他说：“你为什么不早一点对我说呢？”
And the wife says, "Why don't you say these words to me earlier?"
他说：“我一直认为你对我不满意。”
I always feel that you are dissatisfied with me.
所以他。这个我忘了是他还是后来我另外一篇文章看的我不记得他说假如能够再多给我五分钟
And then she said that if I could have five more minutes
那个 message 就叫做 If I can have five more minutes
If I could have five more minutes
他说我愿意把我所有想对你的话都告诉你
Okay, the husband says I want to pour out everything I want to say to you in this 5 minutes.
你看九一一发生的时候，有多少那种电话很感人的，对不对
？And you saw how many testimonies after 9/11, many phone calls, a very touching story.
飞机要撞世贸大厦之前，打个电话给太太说 "I love you."
And after the plane is hitting the Twin Tower, somebody called his wife, say "I love you."
很多的时候我们来不及对别人表达的。
A lot of time is too late for us to express our gratitude.
所以有一个生意人
There was this businessman.
他赚了很多钱可是非常的虚空。
He earned a lot of money, but he was quite empty within.
他一点都不快乐。
He was not happy at all.
后来有一次有一个朋友就告诉他。
One time a friend told him.
他说你开始去想你这一生里面对你有恩的人。
Then he said, why don't you start thinking of those people who has been gracious to you?
曾经对你有恩的人，你都去对他表达感谢。
If they ever bless you even once, why don't you go ahead and express your gratitude to them?
所以他就开始想了。
So he started to think about that.
他第一个想到的就是他小学老师。
The first person came to his mind was his teacher in elementary school.
而且那么都是几十年前的事情
了。That was years ago.
他就想起小学的时候，那个小学老师对他特别好。
He thought he remembered that while he was in elementary school, that teacher was particularly nice toward him.
所以他就写了一封这个文情并茂的信哈，
这个感谢他，谢谢他。So he wrote a very sincere thanks letter to her.
没有想到过几天他收到回信啊。
And without realize that after a few days he got a reply.
他在读他那个老师给他回信啊。
He was reading that letter back from his teacher.
老师说我教书教的这40多年。
And the teacher says, after in my career for 40 years,
你是第一个写信回来谢谢我的人。
You are the first student who bothered to write me something.
因为以前的人写信是用钢笔写信，他可以看得出有眼泪把好几个字 给弄湿了。
Before, you know, people write letters with pen, so sometimes you can see how the tears fall on the paper, smear the handwriting.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友们
And brothers and sisters and friends,
其实就在我们周围有太多太多对我们有恩的人。
Many people around us, we owe them our gratitude.
但是我们常常把他们对我们的恩惠视为理所当然。
But often, we took them for granted.
或是你没有视为理所当然，但是你却没有向他表达你对他的感恩。
Maybe you don't have that kind of attitude, but you never really express your thanks to them.
我们也说过，服侍主的人或是我们服侍别人不图回报，这是我们做的人该有的态度。
Indeed, those who offer service will never expect any return. That's the right attitude.
但是接受恩典的人要懂得感恩，这也是我们该有的态度。
But those who receive the benefits, they need to have the heart of thankfulness. That's also the right attitude.
所以我希望在这一年结束的时候，我们不仅仅在主的面前向神献上感恩。
So I hope before the end of the year, not only before God, we give Him thanks.
那我们今天中午会比较早一点吃饭，有比较长的时间可以吃饭，可以让你跟很多人去说谢谢哈。
And today we have special session. Our lunch time will be longer, so let's take this opportunity to give thanks to people around us.
你不要去跟饭食主人说今天饭真难吃，但是我还是谢谢你。
Don't say words like say, "Hey, it's we have very a bad dish today." So, but anyway, I thank you.
那你光讲谢谢就好，不要加 but.
Just say thank you.
There's no need to add but. 妈妈，我谢谢你但是你太唠叨了。
Don't say to your mom, "Mom, I thank you, but you nag me too much."
弟兄姊妹，我们学习说感恩的话。
Brothers and sisters, let's learn to be thankful.
在这里，圣经上告诉我们，我们感恩也不光只是为着我们得到的恩典感谢。
And Scripture also teaches us not only we receive the grace and blessing that we give thanks,
更是要对这位赐恩的神献上感谢。
We ought to offer our thanksgiving to this God who gives all blessings.
光为恩典感谢
，only to thank.Give thanks for the blessings we have.
我们的感谢就受到限制。
That limits the magnitude or the level of our thanks.
我们的感恩就不是一种态度了，而是因环境而异了。
Then our thanksgiving becomes something that's subject to our circumstances. It's not really the way of our life.
我们得到恩典，我们就感谢。
And when we receive blessing, oh, then we give thanks.
我们得不到恩典，我们就埋怨。
When we receive no blessing, then we complain.
但是感恩其实是建立在一种真实的信任和关系上。
But thanksgiving is really based on that true trust and that relationship.
我知道神爱我。
I know God loves me.
所以我对他永远献上感谢。
Therefore, for always, I will give thanks.
虽然有的环境我不喜欢。
Even though there are times that I don't like things happening to me.
但是我仍然知道他爱我，他有目的的，他是为了我好。
But I know He loves me, and He has His good purpose.
我知道我爸妈爱我。
I know my parents love me.
虽然他们有时候管我，我不舒服。
Even though they discipline me and make me sad.
虽然有时候他们处理我的方式有点不公平。
Even though sometimes the way they deal with me is not fair.
但是我知道他爱我。
But I know.They love me.
所以我不光为了他给我恩典的时候才谢谢他。
So not only when I receive blessing from them that I give thanks to them.
我为了他是一位爱我的父母，我永远谢谢他。
But just because they are the parents of love, A loving parent,
这是感恩的学习。
That is something we need to learn.
所以你们记得我上次讲过的那个故事哈。
So remember the story I shared with you last time.
在美国东北有一个那个 New Hampshire 还是哪里有一个城镇，里面是非常有钱的人住的。
And there was this city in the northeast, maybe in New Hampshire. There was this city, full of rich people living there.
啊，他们那里有一个习惯，孩子高中毕业的时候，父母亲常常送他们一辆车子的。
They have this tradition after the kids graduate.From high school, the parents will give their kids a car.
所以有一个男孩子以为他爸爸也会送他车子。
So a boy thought that, well, he's going to receive a car from his dad.
因为在毕业典礼以前，他爸爸带他出去逛车店。
Because before the graduation, his bob actually took him to the car dealer.
然后又问他喜欢什么车。
And asked him what kind of car he likes.
哪里晓得毕业典礼完的时候。
Without realizing after the graduation.
他爸爸给他的礼物只是一盒用包装纸包的礼物。
What his dad gave him is just a box.Packaged box.
他非常失望。
He was so disappointed.
当他打开来的时候。
When he opened it.
不是 iPad.
It's not an iPad.
就算是 iPad 都还好嘛。
If it's an iPad, then it's still something good.
就算不是车子 ,iPad 都还好嘛。
If it's not a car, fine. iPad is not bad.
那你想到是一本圣经。
But we realize it's actually a Bible.
哦，那个孩子失望透了。
That boy was so disappointed.
他把圣经摔到地上了，骂他爸爸小气，他出门就跑了。
He threw the Bible on the floor and then scolded at his dad and then ran out.
然后几天在朋友家不回来。
And after I stayed a few days at his friend's house.
那里有一天突然接到消息，说他爸爸突然 stroke 还是什么死掉了。
But he got the news a few days later that his dad suffered strokes and then passed away.
他非常难过，他回家。
He was very sad. He returned home.
那天他进到他自己的房间。
And that day he came back to his own room.
看见那天他摔掉的圣经放在他的桌子上。
He saw that Bible which he threw on the floor now placed on his desk.
他心里面也非常怀念他爸爸。
He missed his dad so much.
他也很难过。
And he was very sad.
他把圣经打开了。
He opened the Bible.
没想到一打开来。
After he opened it,
那天他告诉他爸爸最喜欢的那辆车子的所有钱状已经夹在圣经里。
Actually, inside of that Bible, there was this title of that car, his favorite car.
他爸爸已经帮他买好车子了。
His dad already purchased that car for him.
但是希望他得到的不是只是物质上的祝福。
But his dad hoped that he not only received the material blessing.
他希望他的儿子一辈子能够照着主的话活在主面前。
His desire is that his son will all his life live according to the word of God.
能够得到永恒的祝福。
And to receive See that eternal blessing.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常凭眼见，凭自己主观的判断，我们就决定神爱不爱我们。
Brother and sister, we often judge by what we see, by our appearance, whether God loves us or not.
我们甚至就决定了我们对神、对父母的态度。
And that determines our attitude toward God, and also dominate our attitude toward our own parents.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要对我们有恩的人要有信任。
But brother and sister, we need to learn to trust those who give grace.
知道他们是真的爱我们。
To really know that they love us.
他们为什么 要冒着得罪我们的危险来管教我们呢
？Otherwise, why would they bother to suffer our talking back to them to discipline us?
谁不喜欢大家和睦相处呢
？Who want to trouble others?
所以就是我们要学习感恩，特别对那些肯规劝我们还肯管我们的人。
So, brothers and sisters, let's learn to be thankful, especially to those who bother enough to discipline us and to correct us.
我很快讲赞美啊。
And I want to quickly share with you about praise.
感恩虽然比较多是偏重在神所做的。
And thanksgiving is more emphasized on what God has done.
赞美比较多是偏重在神所事的。
So praise, on the other hand, emphasizes more on who God is.
感恩不仅感恩有对象，赞美更是要有对象。
There's an object in our thanksgiving. There's also an object in our praises.
我因为他是怎样的神，所以我来赞美他。
Because of what kind of God he is, so I want to praise him.
但这并不代表赞美就没有包括他所做的。
But it doesn't mean that praises has no ingredient of praising him for what he has done.
这个诗篇150篇在这里也讲得很清楚啊。
And Psalm 150 there it says,
他说我们要因着他大能的作为赞美他，这是他的作为。
Praise him for his mighty act. That is what he has done.
按着他极美的大德赞美他，这是他的所事。
Praise him according to his excellent greatness. This is who he is.
所以赞美不光是为了他是那位爱的神、荣耀的神、圣洁的神、大能的神，我来赞美他。
So not only we praise praise God because He is that Almighty God, that glorious God, that loving God.
我们也会因为他大能的作为来赞美他。
But also we praise Him for His mighty acts.
所以赞美其实是比感恩更往上跨一步。
So actually praise is a step further compared to thanksgiving.
你就连不信主的人突然看见神大能的作为，他也会惊叹，也会赞美的。
Even a non-believer, when they see the act of God, a lot of time they were amazed too.
你不见得那个一定跟你直接发生关系的。
Not necessary to those who directly relate to you.
例如说我们现在读旧约，看见神使红海分开，我们也会赞美他。
For example, when we read the Old Testament, we see how God divided the Red Sea. We praise Him for that.
可是我们从来没有一个人看过红海，也不需要过红海。
And none of us probably ever seen Red Sea, and then we never really crossed the Red Sea.
但是你可以为了他大能的作为来赞美他。
But we can praise Him for His mighty acts.
看见他所创的月亮星宿，我们赞美他。
To see the sun, moon, the stars He created, we praise Him.
所以圣经上里面讲到赞美。
So the scripture talks about the praise.
赞美也是荣耀神。
Praise Him also glorifies Him.
把一切的荣耀归给这位当赞美的神。
We give all the glory to the one who is worthy of all the praises.
赞美也是向仇敌夸胜。
And we praise Him also, we triumph over our enemies.
其实赞美本身就是得胜。
Actually, praise by itself is victory.
所以在诗篇在这里告诉我们，诗篇十八篇第三节，我要求告当赞美的耶和华，这样我必从仇敌的手中被救出来。
So in Psalm 18:3, there it says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies.
你看坏当、这个歹徒 在抓人的时候。
You know those wicked men, when they try to catch others?
例如说他要 kidnap 一个小孩。
For example, they want to kidnap a kid.
或是他要抢这个抓一个女人走。
Or to rape a woman.
你发现他第一件事情就先塞住蒙住他的嘴巴。
You realize the first thing they did is cover up their face.
不让他叫。
They don't, so people cannot shout.
仇敌在我们身上的工作也常常就是蒙住你的嘴巴。
This is the work of the enemy often in our lives that he just shut our mouth.
当然不是物质的嘴巴而已，肉身的嘴巴而已。
Not only our physical mouth.
他是不容许我们向神感恩赞美。
But the enemy hates when we offer thanks and praise to God.
所以你发现很多神儿女们的口被仇敌钳住了，被锁住了。
So we see many children of God, their lips are sealed by the enemy.
所以诗歌说，如果我们不懂得赞美，连石头都要责备我们，都要发
现赞美。So the scripture says, if we don't know how to praise Him, even the rocks will shout.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要发现，如果你不能够赞美
，So brother and sister, if you realize that it's hard for you to give thanks,
我们不能够向神献出感恩。
If it's hard for you to give thanks and praise to God,
唱诗的时候你连唱都不想唱。
When you sing, you don't even want to have that passion to sing.
我们的生命出问题了。
There is a problem in our lives.
我们跟神的关系出问题。
Our relationship with God has.
请大家千万不要小看这件事情。
Don't take those lightly.
所以在现代的人唱诗，很多人都是台上唱，底下不唱。
Often we see people on the stage they sing, but people sitting they don't sing, they don't participate.
我希望在我们这个教会里面没有这个现象。
I pray that in our church it's not going to be like that.
我希望后面坐在后面的人诗歌像浪潮一样滚到前面来。
I pray that all those who sit in the back, your voices would just like the waves rolling to the front.
你会说前面的诗歌为什么不滚回去？因为他们是向着台上，不容易传过去。
Yes. You ask, well, that's not fair. How come the people sitting in the front, their voices doesn't roll back because they are singing toward the front?
方向是这样子嘛，所以应该是你们滚到台上来。
So I hope those who sit in the back, your voices will roll to the front.
声音好，不是叫你滚到台上，声音要滚上来。
Your voices, not physically.
你们当 song leader 的一定喜欢听到底下唱。
I believe the song leader will enjoy so much.
所以口不能够开。
So if you find it difficult to open your mouth,
心不能够向神发出感恩和赞美
，to open your heart toward God, to
那是我们的生命出问题，跟神的关系出问题。
Then our relationship with God has problem, our life has problem.
不要小看这件事情。
Don't take it lightly.
所以年轻的孩子们，你们特别不喜欢唱歌。
So young people, it's one of the problems you have that you don't like to sing.
强迫自己哈。
Push yourself.
要破碎自己。
Break yourself.
Open your mouth.
Open your mouth.
口开心就开了。
When you open your mouth, your heart is open at the same time.
Try it. 一定要 try.
Try it.
每次唱诗，你心开的时候，口开的时候，心就开了。
Every time you sing, when you open up your mouth, your heart is open.
而且你回到家，对爸爸妈妈、对周围的人口开说感恩的话，他们的心就开了。
And when you go home, so when you give thanks to your parents, once you open your mouth, Their hearts were open.
你看诗篇六十五篇，神啊，西安的人都等候要来赞美你。
So in Psalm 65 it says, "Praise is awaiting you, O God in Zion."
你想说，如果我们聚会真的变成这样子的话，那是一个多好的聚会啊
！Can you imagine if our gathering is like that? How wonderful it is!
对神说，神你先慢点来，我们西安都准备好要来赞美你。
And we can say to God, "Well, give us a minute. We will all be ready to praise you, to wait for you."
赞美都等在这里等你降临。
All the praises is accumulated here, waiting for you to come.
而不是神已经早就在这里了，我们姗姗来迟。
It's not like, oh, God is waiting for us here, and then we just come late.
我跟你们讲过，这个老蒋总统在台湾的时候，在凯歌堂聚会。
And I shared with you before, this ex-president in Taiwan, Chiang Kai-shek, and then he was in this church.
我忘了他是九点聚会还是十点聚会。
I forgot whether the meeting starts at 9 or 10.
在他到达前十分钟、二十分钟以前，所有人全部都做好了。
Before he arrived at the church, maybe 10 or 20 minutes before, everyone else must sit there.
时间到了，门一开，他走进来，所有人站起来。
When the time is up,
大家坐下来。
Then he walked in, everybody stood up, and then wait until he sat down, and everybody sat.
所有的人都等他进来。
Everybody was waiting for him to arrive.
他不过是地上的一个元首，就是。
He was just an earthly leader.
宇宙的主。万王之王，万主之主
，The King of the Universe, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords，
是他在这里等我们呢，还是我们在这里等他呢
？Is he waiting for us to tarry, or we are waiting for him？
而且不光只是准时不准时的问题，是不是我们已经用赞美等候他
？It's not only the matter of whether we are here on time or not。
他一来，我们
our hearts ready to praise him。
我们向他 shout， 我们。发声赞美他。
We can shout for joy and to praise him.
我觉得这是圣经上该有的境界，但是我们真的是常常亏欠他。
This is what the scripture shows us. I often feel we fall short of it.
最后到诗篇一百篇。
Finally, Psalm 100.
他在这里告诉我们，他说：“普天下当向耶和华欢呼。”就是全天下都应该向神欢呼。
Verse 1 says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands."
你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing.
第四节他说，当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院。
Verse 4 "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise."
这个你好像我现在站在这哈。
Just like I'm standing here,
我需要向前走一步的话
I took a step forward.
我有两只脚
I have two legs.
我这样子的话
I step my feet.
我还是没有进去
I haven't entered into it.
我只是踏了第一脚就是了
I just have my first step.
所以圣经上告诉我们，感恩是第一步
So the scripture says the first step is thanksgiving.
我们常常从数算他的恩典，体会他的恩典开始。
We start from counting his blessing and to give thanks for the blessing.
然后我们在赞美的时候
，and then another step.
我们整个人从外面进到圣所。
Of praises, then we enter from the outer court into the sanctuary.
我们从属地的境界进到属天的境界。
From the earthly into the heavenly.
我们进到他的居所，进到他的同在中。
To enter into his dwelling, into his presence.
这个叫做一步登天啊。
That is like one step toward the heaven.
中文化一步登天，没有人做得到。
Chinese has this saying that one step to heaven, but nobody can ever done that.
所以诗篇一百篇告诉我们一步登天的秘诀。
But Psalm 100 teaches us that secret.
称谢进入他的门，赞美进入他的院。
Enter his court with, enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
我们进到他的同在，我们在我们最喜乐的神面前，我们唱诗，我们赞美他。
We enter into his presence to the God our exceeding joy. We praise him and thank him.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是道理。
Brothers and sisters, this is not just doctrine.
这是我们都可以来。
This is something that we can all experience.
这是一种抉择。
This is our choice.
它可以成为一种习惯。
It can become our habit.
它可以成为我们的 lifestyle.
And our lifestyle.
但是就从我们的遭遇里面，我们开始。
From all everything we experience in our lives.
我记得有一次我在服事上、身体上各方面都非常非常低落的时候。
I remember there was a time that I was so down in my service, in my work, in everything.
我都跟主说，主，我真的很累了，我走不动了。
I told the Lord, Lord, I'm so tired, I couldn't continue anymore.
我记得我那天开280。
I remember that day on Highway 280.
在经过 Lawrence 跟 Winchester 出口之间的那一段路上的时候。
And in between Lawrence and Winchester exit.
我里面突然就说，我不能够任凭自己下去了。
Then I said to myself, I don't want to let myself droop down like that.
因为我慢慢爬，我爬不起来。
I couldn't just climb up on my own.
我就开始用赞美。
Then I began to praise.
我就开始赞美基督的内住。
To praise him for his indwelling.
我真的就赞美基督的内住。
Praise him for the indwelling Christ.
我赞美主，不仅永远跟我同在，他住在我的里面，他是我的生命。
I praise him that not only he is with me, but he dwells in me. He is my life.
弟兄姊妹，那种连爬带滚往上爬很辛苦。
And sometimes it's hard to climb up step by step.
当我们直接开始赞美的时候。
But when I praise Him,
啊，弟兄姊妹，我不是说我这个我只开 Lawrence 跟 Winchester 赞美神而已，后从那时候开始。
I'm not saying that's the only period of time I praise God, but from then on,
我越往前开，我越喜乐。
The more I drove forward, the more joy I had.
然后真的越开，就说不出来的这个力量起来，从仇敌的手中被救出来。
The more I praise Him, the more I couldn't describe it, but I found myself being delivered from the hands of the enemy.
从一个属灵的低谷里面被救出来。
From my low point spiritually.Upward.
弟兄姊妹，我们都可以开始来操练。
And brother and sister, we can all start.
对神感恩。
To give thanks to God.
对神赞美。
To praise God.
有一次，Philip Brooks 请了一个讲员到英国来讲道。
One time, Philip Brooks invited the speaker to England.
这个 speaker 是一个非常敬虔的一个人。
He was a very godly man.
他从小就是瞎眼。
He was blind from birth.
可是他非常喜乐。
But he was so joyful.
他的讲道本身就是流露安息，流露喜乐，让所有人都很感动。
In his preaching, it flows out all the joy and peace, and everybody enjoys it.
啊，会后我们的弟兄问他说：“你难道瞎眼？你不会难过？不会？”遗憾不会埋怨吗？
And after the meeting, a brother asked him, "Well, you were blind. Don't you feel sad about that?"
没想到他那么安静的回答。
But he just replied with quietness.
他说：“我到了天上，我有的是时间可以好好看。
”He said that when I get to heaven, I have plenty of time to see.
我就宝贝在地上，他叫我安静。叫我专心来爱他的时间。
But I treasure the time on earth where he allows me to be quiet and to love him simply.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学会珍惜哈。
Brother and sister, let's learn to cherish.
我们一起先唱一首诗歌。我决定改变，我本来想我们就一起先祷告，但是我们先唱一首感恩的诗歌，好不好？
数
恩惠要一一的数。
Let's sing this hymn, Count His
Blessings. 715首。请你们拿一本给启正，好吧？谢谢。第一节、第四节，我们一起唱。好
，We sing verse 1 and 4 together.
第二节弟兄，第三节姊妹，我看看弟兄们感恩的心比较真，还是姊妹们感恩？从歌声就听得出来。
So brothers stanza 2, sisters stanza 3. I'm going to see whether brothers has more thankfulness or sisters.
然后副歌我们一起唱哈。
And we can sing the refrain together.
当你经过十年茫然无所求，内心绝望也为什么都是痛。就当修筑恩惠当一一滴数，你就要吸取它才如何眷顾。修筑恩惠要一一滴数，即看它才如何眷顾你。修筑恩惠要一一滴数，你就要吸取它才如何爱你。
弟兄们，
当你有所挂虑如同挑重担，觉得说要付给世家不难堪，你若守住恩惠亦或要消散，必要不住主你欢乐和颂赞。守住恩惠要一一滴数，即看他怎如何眷顾你。守住恩惠要一一滴数，你就要心情他怎如何爱你。
姊妹们，
你说生命恩惠原来无处埋，你要让如意。
们请一起低头。
Let's bow our head and pray.
好，我知道今天有很多新来的朋友在我们中间。
I know there are many newcomers today.
那我也不知道中间有多少人是还没有信耶稣的。
And I don't know how many of you have not accepted the Lord yet.
我们愿意代表基督徒，更是为了主的缘故，更是为了您的缘故。
On behalf of the Christians here, we want to, for your sake and for the Lord.
我们给你有一个小小的邀请。
We want to give this invitation.
我不晓得你愿不愿意来认识这位施恩的主。
I don't know whether you're willing to come to know this God of blessings.
他满了恩典，满了爱。
He's so full of compassion and love.
而且他是那位伟大的神。
And he's that great God.
宇宙中独一的主。
The only ruler in the universe.
你愿不愿意认识他？
Do you want to know him?
愿不愿意接受他做你的主，做你的救主？
Do you want to accept him to be your Lord and Savior?
愿不愿意把你的人生交给他，让他来带领你，保护你，来祝福你？
Do you want to give your life to him? Let him guide you, protect you.
他已经为我们流血舍命了。
He has bled and gave up his life for us.
他愿意洗净我们所有的罪。
He was so willing to wash away all our sins.
他愿意给我们一个新的生命，带领我们过新的生活。
He wants to give us a new life, to lead us a new and living way.
所以我在这里有一个小小的邀请，虽然今天不是传福音聚会。
So I have this little invitation, even though we are not a gospel meeting today.
有没有这样子的朋友？你说耶稣这位伟大的神，我也愿意认识你。
Any friends here would say that, Lord, I want to know you.
虽然我还有很多的问题，我可能根本不知道基督教是什么。
Even though I still have many questions, I don't even know what Christianity is about.
但是如果你是那位真神，我愿意认识你。
But if you are that true God, I want to know you. I want to accept you.
有这样子的人，请你在位置上轻轻地把手举起来，不要管别人。
If anyone like that, raise your hand.
不要管别人，这是你个人的事啊。
Don't care about others. This is between you and God.
我们有没有这样子的朋友？谢谢，请放下。有没有这样子的人
？Any other like that?
你说耶稣，我愿意认识你，神啊，我愿意认识你。
You say that Jesus, I want to know you. God, I want to know you.
有没有这样子的人？我再问一次哈，有的话，请你在位置上把手举起来。
Anyone else? Raise your hand, please.
感谢神，还有没有
？Thank the Lord. Anyone else?
不要在乎别人，这是你人生中最大的事。感谢神，还有没有
？Don't care about others. This is the greatest decision you can ever make in your life. Anyone else?
我最后再问一次啊。
One last time, I
want to ask. 在2013结束之前，你愿不愿意在你人生中有一个最大的转捩点
？Before the end of this year, do you want the greatest turning point in your life?
如果你对你过去所过的岁月有不满意、不知足的地方
，If you are not satisfied with the years you have lived on earth,
你愿不愿意回到这位神的爱中，在他里面开始一个全新的生活
？Are you willing to return to this God of love and live a new life in Him?
让他的爱来帮助你走。我们人生的下半场。
Let His love support you and walk with you.
我最后再问一次啊。
One last time, I want to.
有这样子的人请举手，举过的不用举了。
Like that.
有没有这样子的人？谢谢，感谢主，感谢主。还有没有
？Thank you. Anyone else?
感谢主，举过的不要再举了。还有没有
？Anyone else?
我先为你们祷告，主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
为了刚才举手的这几位，我们献上感谢。
For those who raised their hands, I want to thank you.
我们这一生最大的恩典就是你自己。
The greatest blessing we can ever had is you.
我们不光为了你所成就的救赎，我们感谢你。
Not only we thank you for the redemptive work you have accomplished.
我们更是为着你这位爱我们、肯为我们舍命的神，我们感谢你。
We want to thank you even more because of your love and you die for us.
求你祝福刚刚举手的这几位。
Bless all those who raise their hands.
帮助他们能够靠着你的恩典，能够来享受你一切丰盛的救恩。
Help them by your grace to enjoy all the blessings you have in store for them.
我们也为着所有还不能举手的朋友们，也求你祝福他们。
We also ask for blessings to those who did not raise their hands.
让他们愿意继续回到你的家中。
That they will continue to go back to your house.
我们也为着一切路过的第一次来到我们中间的，我们都求你祝福他们。
And we also pray for those visitors who are here just passing by. We ask for your blessings.Up to them.
保守他们回去的脚中。
And keep their footsteps as they leave.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
请大家继续低头。
And we ask you to remain, to remain seated and bow your head.
刚才我们讲感恩的时候。
When we share about Thanksgiving,
我们说感恩要随时感恩。
We talk about Thanksgiving must be spontaneous.
感恩要及时的感恩。
And in all time.
而且要真实的感恩。
And it has to be sincere.
所以我们好不好底下有一点个人向神感恩的祷告。
So I want to commit the following time that all of us can give thanks to God.
不光为了今年2013年。
Not only for this year 2013.
也为着你自己在神面前领受最宝贵的三到五件事情跟神祷告。
But also pray for those 3 to 5 things you listed earlier, those most precious in your life.
也可以为着神摆在你周围对你有恩的人祷告。
And you can also pray for those who are gracious to you, who have blessed you.
我们有短短的几分钟，我们开始个人向神献上感谢为祭。
We'll spend a few minutes, each individual, give thanks to God.
你甚至可以为着你最近最让你痛苦不快乐的事情求神帮助你还能感恩。
Even you can ask God to help you to give thanks for those difficult things that happens to you recently.
让神帮助你把那喜乐泉的盖子掀起来。
That God will help you to lift that cover up that for that the spring of joy to flow out.
而且在黑夜中向神的歌声是最能够叫神得荣耀的。
And the song you sing in the darkest night is the most beautiful in the eyes of God.
我们有两三分钟的安静，我们向神献感恩的祭。
We commit the following 2 or 3 minutes that each one of us give thanks to God.
我们请几位弟兄姊妹带领我们有简短的感谢为祭献给神的祷告。
We ask a few brothers and sisters, you can offer up the praises and thanksgiving. And...
Feel free to do so. Father God, we thank you for the conclusion of another year. We thank you for all the many things that you've done in our lives.
Amen.
And we praise you for who you are.
Amen.
Thank you for the message this morning that we would continue to be people of thanksgiving and praise because you are our God.
Amen.
We thank you and we pray all these things in your name.
Amen.
比如说啊，我真的要谢谢你，因为你不但拯救我们，你也住在我们的里面。
Amen.
用主的名。
Amen. 是的，主，我们谢谢你。我们为了过去的岁月，为了每一天，我们来谢谢你。
Amen.
是的，是你自己在那里调配万事，
Amen.
为了让我们磨成你神儿子的样式。
Amen.
主，我们为了你这样伟大的工作，我们要来谢谢你。
Amen.
是的，如今我们都走在这条建造的道路上，
Amen.
是你自己经营，是你自己所建造的那一座圣城。主，我们为了荣耀的前途，我们谢谢你。
Amen.
我们为了过往的每一个的经历，谢谢你。我们更是为了今天，你还把机会来谢谢给我们，我们要来谢谢你，愿你得着当得的荣耀。我们谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
我们感谢你创造了这美好的天地万物，我们感谢你把我们放在这时间和空间里享受你的恩典。哦主，我们感谢你过去日子的带领，我们感谢你现在的看顾和保守，我们更加感谢你将来还要接我们到你的荣耀里面同享永生。哦主，我们只有感谢，我们只有赞美，我们感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
今天我们赞美你，谢谢你啊，你这位荣耀的神，你是那样的荣耀，你是这样的慈爱，感谢你赐给我们这么好的信息，赐给我们这么好的牧师，谢谢赐给我们这么好的弟兄姐妹，你们一起来可以来见证你，可以来荣耀你，谢谢你，让我们有感谢你的机会，谢谢你，哈利路亚，
阿门。
像时间够的话，我们巴不得更有一点时间多来赞美神哈，感谢神。那接下来我们
I wish I had more time that we can all give more thanks and praises to God.
那我们一脚不是一脚两步啊。
We need to take two steps, both our feet.
你发现要操练感恩比较容易。
You discover that it's probably a little easier to practice thanksgiving.
操练赞美有时候不太会哈。
But to praise God sometimes it's more difficult.
因为你不知道要用什么赞美的话。
Because you don't know with what words you can say.
你如果夸奖太太漂亮，你天天光说你很漂亮，你很漂亮，天天都是1000句你很漂亮，你可能觉得词穷。
Yeah, for example, if you want to praise your wife, how beautiful she is, you say, how, oh, you are so beautiful, you are so beautiful. And you run out of words.
但是跟弟兄姊妹介绍一个很好很好赞美的方法。
I can introduce you a very good way to learn to praise.
用圣经里面的诗篇，用很多属灵伟人的祷告赞美来赞美神。
That is that this praise book with this Bible and particularly the book of Psalms.
第二个用诗歌本，很多很多被神一生工作那么丰富那么老练的仆人使女写出了很好的诗歌。
Or in this hymn book, there are many, many great servants of God that they were dealt with, when they were molded and made by God, and they wrote so many wonderful hymns.
那第三个操练赞美的很好的方法就是以后一定要准时参加教会的 worship。
And then the third way is that be on time to attend the worship time.
你去感染一点什么叫做 worship, 什么叫做敬拜。
Then you put yourself and participate it, then you can sense what it means to worship God.
你就算不会赞美那个浪潮推着你往前去。
Even though you feel awkward sometimes, but that flow, that waves of praises will push you forward.
我很多的时候在我们教会的 worship 聚会里面，我自己里面整个人重新得力。
Often I myself, my spirit was renewed just when we worship God together.
那第四个就是好好的第一手的来认识我们所信的神到底是谁。
And the fourth way is to personally you have the first-hand experience and knowledge of our God.
赞美的话就会从我们里面出来。
And the words of praises will just come out naturally.
像快手笔一样。
And just like a ready writer.
像诗篇103篇。
And like Psalm 103.
我的心啊，你不可以忘记他一切的恩惠，对不对？凡在我里面的都要来赞美他。
Oh my soul, do not forget his benefits. All that is within me, praise his holy name.
假如
If
神在这一生中向我们所施行的恩典
All the grace God has given us throughout our lifetime
有两万件的话绝对不止哈，我只是打个比方
Let's assume there are 20,000 of them. It's much more than that, but I just make it an example.
数字很清楚哈，这个威廉我弱点是数字两万件
20,000
请问两万件都能够记得的请举手
If you can remember every single one of themWould you raise your hand?
所以穆迪弟兄告诉我们
So Brother Moody shared with us.
他说诗篇103篇说我的心啊你要记得神向你所行的一切恩惠
Brother Moody says that in Psalm 103 says do not forget all his benefits.
他是说叫你不要忘记他一切的恩惠
There he says do not forget all his benefits.
你两万件你忘记了很多
For that 20,000 you may forget a lot.
但总不要两万件都忘记
But don't forget them all.
对不对
？Right，
我们就这已经有的感谢神。
For what we have and what we
can remember. 我们唱一首诗歌，我们来操练赞美啊。
And we want to sing this hymn to practice praise.
唱完以后，我们同声赞美神。
After we finish, let's all offer up our praises in unison.
你可以自己向神开口赞美他。
Open up your mouth to praise him.
完了以后，我们还是请几位弟兄姊妹带我们很简短的赞美。
And afterwards, we still ask a few of you to lead us in praise.
我们今天没有第二堂的聚会，所以我们大概十二点钟这两堂聚会就会结束了。
We don't have our Sunday school time today.So we will end after this session.
所以我们唱完赞美的诗歌，我们同声赞美神，有一些赞美的祷告，我们就请弟兄上来报告。我们唱131首。
So hymn 131.
我们要站起来唱的。
We need to stand up to sing this song.
声赞美主，哈利路亚！荣耀的神，我们赞美你，赞美你！你这位伟大的神，配得我们的敬拜，配得我们一生在你面前向你屈膝。哦，荣耀的神啊，天和天上的天不可以居住，但是你为着我们这般渺小的人，你居然可以来到世上拯救我们，来寻找拯救了一切世上的人。
都是本于你，依靠你，归于你，愿荣耀